These include essential staff in the following areas that are being looked at now for inclusion in the gazetted list. They would include those responsible for essential care for the elderly and sick persons, including home care and old age homes. So to reassure South Africans that we are aware of elderly people, ill people, who are absolutely dependent on the care and support that they have, and we will make sure that these are facilitated. Essential private security services for the protection of property and persons. All essential back office services to enable salary, wages, and human resource departments to work so that we have smooth management of wage and salary payments through this period. Those assisting in transportation of food and other essentials to people's homes, including online retail, as well as transport systems that support any of the essential services. My colleague, Minister Didiza, has spoken about essential animal welfare and emergency veterinary services. We'll also be looking at key maintenance systems required at workplaces to avoid serious damage to economic assets, where the interruption of that service will destroy critical working areas, factories or machinery. Members of Parliament, provincial legislatures, municipal councils and their core staff, as well as the government departments and public entities and their staff responsible to assist with implementation of these measures will need to be working to make the country safe and to implement the measures that the President announced. And members of the media and the broadcasting services who will serve as a vital communication between ourselves and the public. Transportation of fuel, of food and of basic goods supply trucks between SADC countries will also remain open. Now, this is not a comprehensive list. We will be publishing it. We know that there's been many queries. South Africans want to have certainty, and we will provide that certainty.